Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today we will unlock the book When the Body Says No by Gabor Mate. In a world that demands productivity and success, we are often taught to push through stress, illness, and emotional turmoil without a second thought. But what if our bodies were trying to tell us something? In the groundbreaking book When the Body Says No by renowned physician and author Gabor Mate, we are taken on a profound journey that explores the intricate connection between our emotional experiences and physical health. Mate's gripping narrative takes us deep into the lives of individuals from all walks of life, each grappling with their own unique challenges and health issues. One such story that stands out is that of Emma, a high-powered executive in her late 30s who seemed to have it all, a thriving career, a loving family, and a picture-perfect life. However, underneath her polished exterior, Emma was battling a relentless chronic illness that left doctors puzzled. As Mate delves into Emma's life, we discover the hidden stressors that were wreaking havoc on her health. The intense pressure to climb the corporate ladder, coupled with a toxic work environment, took a toll on her emotional well-being. Emma suppressed her feelings of overwhelm, never daring to show vulnerability, and constantly striving to meet unrealistic expectations. Unbeknownst to her, this constant state of chronic stress was wreaking havoc on her immune system, leaving her body vulnerable to various ailments. By using Emma's story as a springboard, Mate explores the intricate relationship between chronic stress, repressed emotions, and the development of diseases such as cancer, autoimmune disorders, and heart conditions. Drawing upon his vast medical experience, scientific research, and personal anecdotes, he skillfully dissects the undeniable link between one's emotional landscape and physical well-being. Mate's writing style effortlessly weaves together clinical expertise, heartfelt compassion, and thought-provoking analysis. He challenges society's deeply ingrained belief that we must ignore our body's messages in order to succeed, inviting readers to consider a different approach. Through his vivid storytelling and compelling examples, he shines a light on the importance of listening to our bodies and embracing the wisdom they offer. In this transformative journey, Mate not only brings to light the detrimental effects of emotional suppression, but also guides us towards a path of healing and self-discovery. By understanding the complex interplay between our emotions, thoughts, and physical health, readers are empowered to make conscious choices that lead to profound well-being. When the Body Says No serves as a wake-up call, urging us to reflect on our own lives and the subtle ways in which we may be denying the vital messages our bodies are sending us. Mate's message is clear. It is only when we honor our bodies and nurture our emotional selves that we can truly experience a life of authenticity, health, and balance. Dive into the full summary of When the Body Says No to uncover the enlightening insights Mate offers, and discover how your own health and well-being can be transformed by embracing the power of body-mind integration. The subsequent passage will explore the top three crucial concepts derived from the book. 1. There is a profound connection between emotional stress and physical illness, as unresolved emotional issues can manifest in physical symptoms and diseases. 2. The root cause of many chronic illnesses lies in the inability to express and process emotions, leading to chronic stress and compromised immune function. 3. Healing requires addressing the underlying emotional and psychological factors contributing to illness, along with implementing healthy coping mechanisms and stress-reducing practices. Dr. Mate provides several other examples in his book that further support the connection between emotional stress and physical illness. One such example is the case of John, a middle-aged man who was diagnosed with chronic back pain. Despite multiple treatments and therapies, John's back pain persisted and even worsened over time. Through therapy sessions, Dr. Mate discovered that John had a history of neglect and emotional abuse from his parents during his childhood. John learned to suppress his emotions and put on a strong front to cope with the challenging environment at home. However, this emotional suppression led to chronic muscular tension in his back, eventually resulting in severe pain. Dr. Mate worked with John to help him identify and express his suppressed emotions. As John started to acknowledge and process his childhood trauma, he noticed a significant improvement in his back pain. The release of emotional stress gradually relieved the tension in his muscles, alleviating the physical symptoms he had been experiencing for years. Another example that highlights the connection between emotional stress and physical illness is the case of Lisa, a woman diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. Lisa had a history of being a people pleaser and constantly putting others' needs before her own. She struggled with setting boundaries and often felt overwhelmed by her obligations and responsibilities. As Dr. Mate delved deeper into Lisa's history, he discovered that she had suppressed feelings of anger and resentment towards her demanding family members and colleagues. This pent-up emotional stress had taken a toll on her immune system, leading to the development of rheumatoid arthritis. Through therapy, Lisa learned to prioritize her own needs, set boundaries, and express her emotions in healthy ways. As she began to address the underlying emotional issues, her physical symptoms improved, and she experienced relief from the pain and inflammation caused by rheumatoid arthritis. These examples demonstrate how emotional stress and unresolved feelings can manifest in physical symptoms and diseases. Whether it is migraines, chronic pain, or autoimmune disorders, our emotions play a significant role in the state of our physical health. Moreover, Dr. Mate argues that cultural and societal factors also contribute to the suppression of emotions and the development of physical illness. Many individuals are conditioned to prioritize productivity, achievement, and self-sufficiency, often at the expense of their emotional well-being. This constant pressure and the inability to express and process emotions effectively can lead to chronic stress and the manifestation of physical symptoms. Dr. Mate believes that addressing the emotional root causes of physical symptoms is crucial for healing and achieving overall well-being. He advocates for a holistic approach to healthcare that recognizes the mind-body connection and integrates emotional and psychological support into traditional medical practices. In conclusion, When the Body Says No emphasizes the profound connection between emotional stress and physical illness. Dr. Mate presents numerous examples that highlight how unresolved emotional issues can manifest in physical symptoms and chronic diseases. By addressing the emotional root causes, individuals can alleviate physical symptoms, improve their overall health, and establish a healthier mind-body connection.